Hello, everybody. I'm Denadarakshan. I'm the writer, co-writer, co-producer, and director of Undead Radio. And as part of our interview series, our serious interview series, I've got Paul McCrillis here with remotely, and we're going to be doing a little interview today. So hope you enjoy. Paul, hi. How are you?
I'm really glad you let me come on and do this with you. I wish we were here in person, but I hear there's a pandemic out there somewhere. Maybe even a zombie pandemic.
So, Paul, we've recently completed production of the first episode, and it's out there. It's all over every podcast, major podcast series there is out there. And just wanted to talk about behind the scenes with you. Real quick, how did we meet?
Where did we meet? It was a writers group organized by DJ Calico, the guy who plays DJ Calico.
That's right.
About 2 years ago, you brought in this piece, Undead Radio. I don't know if it was called that at the time, and you let me try my hand at a cold read for it. And you like what I did? I think it was like 2 years
It
ago.
was. Seriously, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Born on the East Coast, college on the East Coast, New York for about 8 years. Came out here in the 90s. I trained as an actor back east, and then when I got out here, well, I went to the other side of the table. Talent management, agenting, and then ended up in casting. And then until recently, that's what I've been doing. I started writing on the side, and then I just missed acting. So I'm really glad you called me. This has been fun. A lot of fun so far.
Okay, so the feedback is that everybody loves your surfer voice, your stoner DJ Ruben voice. Where did that come from?
The surfer voice. Well, I don't know if anybody's going to get these references, but who knows? So it's a little bit of Sean Penn, his character in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Jeff Spicoli. And mixed in with Tommy Chong and Cheech Marin in Up in Smoke, specifically Up in Smoke, and a dash of Wolfman Jack, who was a DJ, right? DJ personality. So it's kind of a blend of all that. I don't know if it comes off that way, but that's what I was thinking. So I'm glad you guys like that. That's cool.
What do you feel that Undead Radio is with all its self jabs and mocking of itself and the entertainment industry as a whole?
I like their self-deprecating, mocking each other, jabbing on Undead Radio because that, to me, is how like the morning DJs at K-Rock would speak to everybody if they were doing a War of the Worlds script, I guess. And I think that's important because you can get in touch with this sort of everyman vibe, and that's what people want to hear on the way to the work. They don't want to just hear every single top radio hit. They want to hear, hey, other people out there like me.
So where do you see the show going from here, now that we've introduced the zombie element?
I don't know, man. I don't know how we got here. This is good. You follow your muse, and the creative juices will take you where you're going. Because I like being part of this. I really did. It was a lot of fun. Thank you again. So I'm not even gonna even suggest where it's going from here. I wonder if DJ Ruben will still be alive. Because it's hard to DJ going, that would be weird.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
Seriously, though, is there any other projects that you'd like to talk about?
Not really. You've kind of inspired me by doing this podcast. I've been working on something that has been bugging me forever. It's a show within a show, a limited series idea I'm going with. But it happened in the 70s, so there's great music. Yes, great music. And it's a dramedy. There's a lot of comedy, a lot of self-deprecating, a lot of one-liners back and forth with these teenagers in high school, and they sort of reach their fork in the road with their relationships and where they're going to go and what they really want to do in life. Don't ask me any more than that. I've written about 40 pages in script form and then maybe 40 pages plus in novel form, and I still don't know where I'm going with it. But it's something I'm working on, that and an anti-bullying film that, to me, makes it a little edgier than usual. What else? Just did a movie. An independent movie called City of Love. I hope it sees the light of day. I get to be a bad guy, and there's a big fight scene with a crossbow, and, well, let's see what happens with it.
Do you have any advice for aspiring entertainers out there?
If you can think of doing anything else, by God, go do it. Please. For your sake and everybody else's sake who are out here trying to do something at the same time. Get out of the way.
Anything else you'd like to say before we go?
Lastly, I'd just like to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for letting me be part of this. I know I already said it, but I seriously had a great time. And I think you did a nice piece. And again, I'm really happy to be part of it. Thanks, man. You have a good one.
Well, Paul, we couldn't have done it without you. I feel like we're really lucky that you came in and just knocked it out of the park like that. All right, everybody. That's it for our serious interview for today. Check out City of Love. And if you haven't heard the show, go right now. Go to undeadradio.com and have a listen. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and we'll see you in just a little bit with our winter special. All right, take care.